Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Romance Bookmark with Renee Bernard. I am actually, like, for once, you know, like, sometimes you're in pre-show and you're talking and you're like, oh, here we go. And this time I was actually disappointed because I'm on the phone with one of my favorite people. It's Amanda Jade, and that's J-A-Y-D-E, people, Amanda Jade. And I am so excited to talk to you, but I was like, oh, the show, we got to stop and do the show.
I know, you're having fun. We'll just continue having fun.
Okay, all right, yeah. Good idea. All right, everybody, it's AmandaJade.com if you want to pop over. And then if you want to, like, imagine that those are your hands sliding into that guy's shirt. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I love that picture.
That's a great banner. I'm just going to say that right up front.
That picture was actually taken at an RT, I think it was LART, so it's probably about 3 years ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm. By my friend Rose.
Oh. Okay. Sorry. What were you saying? What?
And it was just one of those spur of the moment things where I sort of just grabbed him and she snapped the picture and I was like, oh, that's good.
I'm sorry. Are you trying to tell me those are your hands?
Those are my hands, yes.
Okay, so everybody go to AmandaJade.com and take a gander at that. Now that's an even more amazing rocking picture because I'm like,
I can take full ownership of that banner now. It's all
That's right. I didn't just buy that picture. Oh, no, I'm in that picture. Oh, my.
Yes.
That's very bold of you. You know, I have a phobia of cover models. So the fact that you're actually skin-on-skin contact there, that's pretty amazing to me. That's like somebody saying that they, you know, swam with sharks. It's like, wow, that's amazing. I wouldn't do that, but that is incredible.
Yeah. Well, it helps that he's a friend, so that helped. That's
sure. Because you want to know the person that you are sliding your palms up over the landscape there. Yes. Okay. I'm like running out of vocabulary. Have you ever gotten to that point when you're writing a book and where you feel like your brain, like on the page is one thing, but then verbally is another, like you're just out of words now. Like you have a limited supply.
Oh, yeah. And it usually happens right in the middle of the book.
Really?
And you're just sort of going, yeah, especially for me. And it's like, I know what I want to write, but I can't get it out.
The page is working, but I suddenly find that I am incapable of ordering food at restaurants or forming a sentence when talking to my husband, or just like that's where it's gone. It's gone. And I'm a talker. I mean, you know me. I'm a talker.
Oh yeah.
So to suddenly find yourself just literally,
I find that
daunting.
It usually happens at the day job, and usually when I'm answering the phone, where I'm just like, I just can't talk. I tell the people on the other line, I'm sorry. It's not happening. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. I'm just going to switch to Klingon just for a few minutes to reboot. Blah, 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 blah.
So just pretend I was being professional for a moment and let me know what you wanted.
Okay, now wait. You have to talk. Sometimes we forget because I'll get through the whole show. And then it's like, okay, I should have probably brought up books at some point.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been smart, right? But it doesn't always happen just between you and me. Sometimes after the show, I'll be like, oh, books would have been a good subject. I probably should have mentioned books at
we
some point. But
those.
But because I love you so much, I want to make sure that we talk a little bit about books because you got a little bit going on right now.
I do.
You're in a collection.
I just got, in May, I did an anthology with three other authors who are really, really good friends, Sheila Clover English and Wendy Wilford and Josie McCade, and we did an anthology based on a real-life mausoleum in England. And we saw that was reported to be a time machine. And so we found this article and just sort of ran with it and said, wouldn't this be a good book?
Mm-hmm. Was it fun to write? I mean, that's...
It was fun. I liked the opportunity that we weren't contained to... all the stories had to be the same. So we were really able to do our own thing with it and have fun with it. And, you know, we weren't sort of pigeonholed into this is what it had to be.
That's harder, isn't it? I mean, I agree with you. It's sort of better if you can do your own... be true to your own storytelling style and do your own thing versus getting into kind of a box that's preset for you. At least that's me because I'm rebellious and difficult.
Yeah, I think the only thing that we said were, okay, if we can keep it to like 15,000 words, which is a little difficult for me because if I'm having fun with a story, I tend to be really wordy. So I think mine clocked in at just over 20,000 words or so.
Oh, that's not bad, though. That's not
bad. It's not
bad. But I'm with you. I find shorter is harder.
Mm-hmm.
Because how do you, I don't know. It's like I have to tell a backstory or I want to make sure I don't know. It's like you almost have to start in the middle of something, right?
I want to get everything in.
Right. You have to be fully fleshed out characters.
Yeah.
You have to be rooting for them before something happens. You know, it's a lot to cram in without it seeming rushed.
Right.
But I have to say, that's quite a fun lineup, the four of you. And you're like four of my favorite people. So, and it just looks like such a fun, it's a fun cover, too. Everybody, the anthology is Time Out of Darkness.
Yeah.
Just in case. Yeah, see, you didn't mention that. And see, that's what happens. We fail.
I'm so excited about the stories in it, but I forgot the title.
Right? All the time. Many a show, skipped it, skip. Okay, so I wanted to make sure I get the title in before we get to distract. It's Time Out of Darkness. And it is on sale now. So there.
It is both on ebook and print. We just put it out in print as well.
Oh, there's something, I still do like getting a print book on, you know, but me liking the Kindle. I'm sorry, or the e-reader, not to be prejudiced one direction or the other.
What's
the political, your reading device, that's the political correct.
Your electronic reading device.
Enjoy it on your electronic reading device, which they now don't make you shut off on planes, bless them.
I know.
I'm so excited about that. Service continues to plummet. They treat you horribly, but by golly, you can keep your e-reader on, and I think they've really
finished
on
that
something.
Chapter.
Yeah. So you can at last finish it and do what you want to do before you know they do the safety device demonstration. That's always so riveting. So you're a writer. I'm a writer. But speaking of airports, because I just have to ask, have you ever wanted to rewrite the safety instructions from a writer's point of view or from a – like, I always look at that thing and think, you know, they need a rewrite. If I were an editor and I were doing the safety instructions, I would have a blast with that, just saying.
Yeah, I've never thought of rewriting it, but I don't know if you've seen the video of that the stewardess on – or the flight attendant on Southwest, who did her own little spiel and made it really, really funny.
No.
And I thought that was really good. Oh, yeah, it was great. She was fantastic, and she just sort of
made
it really funny and fun.
Oh, I like that. I've seen the guy singing it, which was really interesting. That would make me uncomfortable. I don't like people singing a foot or two away from me. It's awkward, and I don't know why that is, but I get very uncomfortable. I don't know where to look. And I'm not really sure what expression on my face is politically correct. Someone singing to
like,
you.
Smile, do I not smile?
Right.
Do I
look at the guitar? Your belt buckle seems rude. What do I look at? Like, I don't know.
You can look at your e-reader now. Now that you can keep it on.
And if it's karaoke and it's bad singing, then you're really, right?
Oh, then you're just stuck.
Have you ever had somebody serenade you horribly? Have you ever been in that? Okay. Where do you look?
It's just awkward.
You,
I think it's...
Yeah. You're like,
It's like you can't cringe because that'll just that's a tell. You can't... can't do it. It's like, so do you look away? Do you look down? Do you look at your shoes?
Right? I'm like, go to the happy place, happy place. Go to my happy place. Oh, God. Oh, I have like a whole thing going on in my head, like a total panic. And I'm thinking, it doesn't matter if you're Josh Groban or if you're whatever or who cares. It doesn't matter. This is awkward. Nope, people, this is not musical theater. I am not trapped in the musical Oklahoma. And you singing full blast 2 feet away from me is just...
It makes me uncomfortable. It's
awkward.
It's just weird.
So
it's just
weird. Tell me about the Dark Wolf series. Do you have new books planned, or how's it going, or what are you thinking? More.
I'm actually working on my third book. There's two books out in the series, and so I'm working on my third one now. I finished it, and I'm just doing some rewrites that my publisher asked for. So hopefully, I'm hoping to have those done hopefully by the end of the month and have it resubmitted and come out in the fall sometime, crossing fingers.
So, there, I'm just going to read from your website because otherwise I'll get it wrong. But it's they're shapeshifters, right?
Yes.
Or no, right?
Yes, they are. They're, they're shapeshifters, werewolves. They turn into wolves. So, and the idea came from, like, a real folklore of these wolves called the Benedenti wolves, who were protectors for witches back in the 15th or 16th century. Now I get
witches. Awesome.
So I thought, what if they were real?
I could use a wolf protector. I'm just saying. There's a lot of women that would sign up for that. started a website for women that wanted a hot alpha shapeshifter guardian, I'm pretty sure that women would sign up for that. Just saying.
I'm telling you, somebody just to be there to protect you who mates for life.
There's that.
Can't be with anybody else, just you.
Well, yes, of course. It's romance, I mean. But I just, it's so funny how some animals are, we are instinctively, like, that goes in the sexy column. And then there are other animals that if you shifted into that, that would go in the not sexy column. Do you know what I mean? Like, ooh, that's hot.
Yeah.
And then, oh, what do you turn into? And then they're like, a platypus. And you're like, okay, no. There'd be
a llama.
No there.
Not sexy.
Right?
Llama slumps it.
Like, a koala? No. No. Don't. Get to be in the sexy column. So I've wondered if anybody's ever done that entomology and said sexy animals, not sexy animals, and just, you know, giraffe, not sexy.
There's
over
so many shapeshifter
lion,
books
sexy.
Out.
Yeah.
Right,
right.
Mm-hmm. And I think that there's some, like, really odd to me, but, you know, whatever you like, I guess. But
Somebody out there is probably thinking, you know, you don't know what you're talking about, okay? Wildebeests are awesome. I'm like, okay, good.
Sexy.
I'm glad for you and happy. but I've always wanted to ask a shapeshifter author if they had, like, a running tally of, you know, okay, these animals in the potential shapeshift column and these animals in the no hell no.
No way.
Column.
with my friends, we had a running joke with hamsters.
Ooh.
So I said, I've got to put that in a book. And in the second book, my heroine actually asks her alpha, so are there other, you know, shapeshifters out there? Are there were animals or were hamsters? And he just sort of looks at her like, what?
Good. I'm glad you got it in there. That's so perfect. All right. That was actually, okay. So we're out of time, and I'm supposed to tell you good night, but I have to say thank you so much for hanging out with me for probably the longest 15 minutes of your life. That was fantastic. And I didn't sing. I did not sing to you, so I think that's really important. I get points for that. And thank you for doing this. And you'll have to come back, okay, on the romance bookmark when that third book comes out. I want to have you come back, talk to me more about hamsters. All right, everybody, good night. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Tuesday for more of the romance bookmark.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.